refused the get. Now, Umotza ben Iroi, Levi found another person in the city, the Yoman, the person said, Shimcha Kishmi, Hetach, say, your name is the same name as my name, V'shem Mishtecha K'shem Mishti, and the name of your wife is the same name as my wife. So we have both the same names, so give me your get, let me use your get. So the locker is, Posel Lagarish Boy, enough in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to use that get, it's Posel Lagarish Boy. So you see, Klo, if you wrote the Megillah, you wrote the get for one Isha, you're not allowed to use the get for another Isha. So how could he say by Megillah Saita, if you wrote a Saita, or Rachel was a Saita, and you wrote the Megillah for her, and then she says she's Tameya, and you don't need it for her. Now you want to use it for Leah, how can you say it's kosher? So enough in the Mishnah, it says by Git and by Get it's Posel. So the Gemara Hachi Ashto, what kind of Tzushtel? There's no Tzushtel, a get to a Megillah Saita. Hosom by get, the Kosav Lo Ksiv. Binan Ksiv Lishmo. By get, and the Torah says the Kosav Lo, you have to write the get Lishmo. That means you have to write the get for the name of your wife. So then if you wrote it for your wife, and you decided not to give her the get, you're not allowed to give this get to somebody else. Because it wasn't written for the second person, it was written for you. So the Torah says, what has to be Lishmo the Ksiva? Hocho. Mashenken by Megillah Saita, that the Kohen writes the Megillah for a Saita, there's no din that has to be written for this Saita. The other Torah says, we also lo ksiv. You have to do it. Bina nasiya lishmo, and nasiya dido mechikihi. What's called the asiya by Megillah Saita? Not the writing of the Megillah. He says, no din writing the Megillah lishmo. Even if you write it for one person, you're allowed to use it for another person. Because the din of lishmo by Saita is the mechika. It has to be erased, l'shem this isha. So kol zman you didn't erase it for one isha, you're allowed to use it for another isha. There's no din ksiv, it's a din of mechika. Trash yosem ksiv lo lagabe ksiva. Hosem ksiv lo, kosiv lo, gabe ksiva. Hocha ksiv lo, there it says the word lo by ksiva. Hocha ksiv lo, we learn that lo means l'shmo, lagabe yasiya. And asiya hayna mechika. What's called the asiya by a Megillah Saita? That's called the mechika. So Mela calls the man, you didn't do the mechika for one isha, you're allowed to use the Megillah for another isha. That's why it's mutter. Yeah. Omer Abacha Barab Chanina. Golav Yadul Lefne Mi Shomar Vahoy Yoylam. She do in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shein Bedoyra Sharabi Meya. Come I say. And Rabbi Meya's door, he was the greatest person in his door. Nobody knew, learned better than he did. How come we didn't pass him like Remeya? If he was the God of Ador, how come we didn't pass him like Remeya? The Teretish, lo yochlu chaverev lamoid al soif daitai. He was so great that the Tamidim couldn't understand him. So now they couldn't understand alocha psuka, klor alocha from him. Trashi al soif daitai, lo yochlu lohovin, b'yez the dvor of nechoinim, uveyez the ain dvor of nechoinim. He was able to say so many good svaras that even if it's not l'halocha, he also said a good svara that way. So Tamidim couldn't understand from his svaras which one is the right one l'halocha and which one is not l'halocha. Therefore, we couldn't pass him like Remeya. Shuwaimer al tomei tor, he used to say, and something that tomei used to say it's tor. Omar leponim al tor, and Omar leponim, and he would say a lot of svaras why it should be tor. And really, it's Tomei. And Vaita al Torah Tomei. I used to say svaras on something that's Torah, why it should be Tomei. Umar al Aponim. And I used to tell them a lot of svaras. So the kids of Remeya was such a great, he said svaras both ways, so Mel, the Tamidim couldn't understand which one is the right way. Therefore, they didn't pass the halacha like Remeya. So the Maratona, Loi Rabbi Meir Shemoi. His name was not really Rabbi Meir. Ela Rabbi Noiroi Shemoi. His name really was Rabbi Noiroi. That was his name, Rabbi Noiroi. Why advice does the Tamidim? Why did the Gemara call him Rabbi Meir for? Shu Meir Einei Chachom Malocha. He used to enlighten the eyes of the Chomim Bahalocha. So Luchuras Abyssal Astira. Before we just said that he was so great, we did not understand what he's saying. And now we're saying for Kerti, he was Meir, he opened up the eyes of the Chachomim Bahalocha. So Mashal says the Pshat was, he said so many svaras that anything you had Shver, Rabbi Meir was able to explain it to you. But he explained it so good that he explained it Satomi and explained it Sator. So the Chachomim later on, when any Svara they wanted, they used the Svara they needed. But they got their Svaras from Rabbi Meir. We'll soon see Vaita the Pshat in this. His name was not really Rabbi Noroi, Eli Rabbi Nechemya Shemoi. His name was Rabbi Nechemya. V'yamrilo, and some say Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch Shmoy, that was his name. V'lo manikru Shmoy Nuroi, what do they call him Nuroi? V'ayte Shemanai Reine Chom Balocha. He used to lighten up the eyes of the Chom in Balocha. Here's the famous word the Brisker Rav says also. The Mara says here, Rabbi Meya Hainu Reb Nuroi. Tastira in the last Mishnah in Kedushin, Tastira. The Gemara there says that Reb Meir says, Lo'olam a person should find an umna nikiya. Reb Meir says, for his kid, you should always give your kid a nice umnis. And then Reb Neroi said, Maniach ani kol umnis shaboylam, v'yayna malamed b'ni yela Torah. Reb Neroi says, I'm only going to teach my son Torah. Skor Tastira. If Reb Meir is Reb Neroi, how come then the last Mishnah in Kedushin, he says, both man niyomim, and mashva their faces, elezeh, that Reb Meir says, you should always have an umna nikiya. And Reb Neroi says you should always teach your kid Torah. So you say the Torah there is really there's no stira. That a derech klau avad you're supposed to teach your kid a derech umnis. It's a good thing to teach him. But Reb Neroi was talking about his own special kid. He had a gevaltik kid that his kid could be great. So his kid he only taught him Torah. Right. Omer Rebbe, hi de mechadadarna mechavroi. You know why I'm so sharp? Why I could learn so good more than mechaverim? The chazis tell Reb Meir macheroi. Because I saw my Rebbe, a kopon, I saw his back. I was zeichet to see his back. And vaitavilu chazisim ekamoi, if I would have seen him from the front, having mechadadon etzvei, I would even be smarter than I am now. The chsiv, because the posik says, for hoyu einecha royis esmerecha, your eyes should see your Rebbe. So Melom, what he did was, he was able to see his Rebbe. He saw his Rebbe from his back. But the Rebbe could not see him. So he wasn't that great. But if Reb Meir would have saw him also, so it would have been like a double seeing. I see my Rebbe, and Rebbe sees me. That's a bigger madrega. So Mar doesn't say, Klo, what's the madrega of seeing your Rebbe? The Chaim Shmulevitzal has a shmuz on this. He wants to learn the pshat is that the Rezoich with the Torah is really it's a matana from Hashem. It's Ashpo HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives down. And all the Ashpo go to the Gedolim. The Gedolim, they get the Ikra Ashpo, and the closer you are to a Gadol, the closer you are to a Rebbe, the Ashpo goes upon you also. But it comes like a sinner from the Rebbe to you. So Melo, the closer you are to your Rebbe, the more Chochma you get. So Melo, if I just saw him from the back, means I saw him, but he didn't see me, means he wasn't that close with me. But if he would have seen him directly, means we would have been close together, we would have been even closer, I would have been even smarter, because I would have had more Hashpo from him. Right. Amr Rav Avu, Amr Rav Yechanin. Talmud Hoyelel Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir had a Talmud. V'sumchis Shmoy. His name was Sumchis. Sho Yoimer Al Kol Dova V'Dova Shotuma. On anything that the locher is that is Tomei, he would say, Aboyim Ushmoyna Tamei Tuma. He would say, Mamish, 48 reasons why it's Tomei. That's how great he was. That's a very big madrega. First step is after 48. So Mashiach wants to say that there's a madrega that really there's 50 Sharei Chochma. As brought down, Moshe Rabbeinu had 49. Moshe was missing one madrega. So to show you how great this Talmud was, like he also was just missing one madrega lower than Moshe Rabbeinu. So he's able to say 48 tamim white tummy. Everything that's Torah, he's able to say 48 reasons why it's Torah. That's how great the Sumchus was, the Talmud of Rabbi Meir. Moratona, Talmud Vosik Hoye B'Yavne. There was a very good Talmud in Yavne. Shoye Metayre Sasheretz. He was able to say reasons why a Sheretz should be Torah. The Meir V'Chamishim Tamin. He had 150 reasons why a Sheretz should be Torah. So we're not going to go into this, though. The Chur is Shver. You can have as many reasons as you want. But our co-opponent, the terrorist, says the Sheretz is Tomei. So what do I care? You have 150 reasons. The Chur is still Tomei. Let's say this discussion. Tema. My Harif is Su, the Tyrus of Sheretz. Shatera Tomasohi. Whatever you want, the terrorist said it's Tomei. Behedya. Nu, Vyam Rabbeinu Tam, Linyan, Tumas, Neveloys, Ari. Shle Yitamet, Kizayis, and Menu, Bemasa. Zayatik, it's Rutzen. But I call upon him, he was able to say 150 reasons why a sheret should not have a tumor, why a sheret should be tor. And the way Rabbeinu Tam learns, it means that the nevela sheboy is tor with a kezayis. Omar Ravina, Ravina said, Ani odon, I could also be done and say a reason why it should be tor. V'yatirenu, I'll tell you kavachoyma why a sheret should be tor. I bring kavachoyma from a nochish, from a snake. Omar nochish, maduch a snake, shememis. A snake bites you and kills you. There are poisonous snakes that can kill you. Omar betumah. So when he kills somebody, he makes more tumah in the world. Now that somebody's dead, there's more tumah. For Nesvegan Tor, a snake himself, even when he dies, he's tor, says Rashi. If he kills an Adam or Behemah, he makes them an Avelis, makes them tummy. For Nesveg and the snake itself is Tor, Kishemes. The Torah only says 8 Shemots, Shrotzim, that have Tumah to them. But a snake is not one of them. Or the Zoy is a Kabachoyma, Sheretz. Now the Sheretz, Shein Mamis, a small creeping Sheretz can't kill anybody. Or Marber Tumah, it's not Marber any Tumah, like Kol Shechein. Isn't it a kavuchayma that when it dies, it should not be metame? Or the way Toys learns a koponim, it should not have tumas nevela a koponim, a sheretz. A kavuchayma from a snake. So the Gemara v'lohi, your kavuchayma is not a good kavuchayma. I'll tell you, maisa koitz b'yalma kovid. That when a snake kills somebody, you say it's not the pshat the snake is being mar betum on the world. The tum is not because of the snake. The snake is like a koitz b'yalma, it's like a thorn. Because of the snake, the guy dies. But where does the tumor come from? Because you have a mace here. So it's not the pshat, the snake is causing any tumor. A snake is not mabur any tumor. Maybe that's why a snake is Torah. Mashenkin is sheretz, a Torah gave examples of custard, a sheretz is tummy. So maybe you'll still remain tummy. Right. Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Shmuel. Sholoi shonim nechleku beishamayu beisilu. They used to have machlekesin for 3 years. That halalu oimrim halacha k'moisenu. The Beis Shammai said halacha is the way we hold. V'halalu oimrim halacha k'moisenu. Beis Hillel hold no, the halacha is like I'm saying. And the Vada, the machlekes was the Shem Shemayim. There's one of the Gemaras that said there's machlekes the Shem Shemayim. So machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. There was machlekes the Shem Shemayim. Each one held their das is das Torah. Is Yotza Baskol, finally a Baskol came out from Shemayim. The Yomran it said, Elo v'elo divrele kim chayim. Both svaras are really emes. They're both amito shatera. What Beis Shammai says is emes, what Beis Hillel says. So Baskov Yomi elo v'elo divrele kim chayim. Hey, the halacha of Beis Hillel. The halacha is also like Beis Hillel. But the more the kasha, the chemiachas she'elu v'elu divlo kim chayim. Once you say both svaras are emes, what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said are both emes. Mifnei ma zochu Beis Hillel l'kvoy halacha k'moisim. That's the Gemara's kasha. How come with kaveya the halacha should be like Beis Hillel? We'll soon say the hesber here. But that's the shaila. Since really in svara they're both emes, what's emes with noyig like Beis Hillel? And the Gemara, Mithnesha Noichin, they were very nice to one another. The Yalubin, Rashi says they were Savlonim, they had good Midas Savlonis. Hain, the Shainin Divrayim, the Divre Beishamai, they learned what they said and what Beishamai said. In other words, they heard very good to the other side of the Machloikis. Veloyoid, Elishamak Dimem Divre Beishamu Divrayim. They had Midas Toivus and Midas of Anova. That they used to first be marked and first say over Divrei Beis Shammai, and then they would say over their own Dvorim. So the kids say Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel had Midas Toivos, Midas of Anovam, because it was Midas Toivos, that's why Pashir was Zeicha, to have Siyata Dishmaya, that the Locha should be the way he was saying. Rashi, Vishayim Divrayim Divrei Beis Shammai, Kishoye Beis Shammai Mevin Raya Divrayim Min Atero, or Beis Hillel Mevin Raya Mimikro, and Mikra Acher, Beis Hillel bring a Raya from another Posik, that Beis Hillel would also say over what Beis Shammai's pasuk is doing. It wasn't like some of the they threw away Beis Shammai's svara. They were moided to Beis Shammai's svara, but they said, "We hold not like you, and we'll show you why you're wrong." Like it says in the Gemara in Brachis, Beis Shammai yom be'erav kol adam yata v'yikram. Beis Shammai says at night you have to say Kriyat Shema lying down. In the morning you have to say Kriyat Shema standing up. Shenem on the pasuk says b'shach b'chol b'kumechom. Well, Beis Hillel learned him no. Kol adam kerei kadakli. You can say Krishma morning and night any way you want. Shenem on v'letachol b'derech. Im keim lo menem b'shach b'chol b'kumechom. So you see now Beis Hillel goes back to explain what do we do with Beis Shammai's pasuk. We dashen b'shach shederech b'nei yadim sheichvim. It means in the morning at a time when people are getting up. Or b'shach shederech b'nei yadim oimdim. Or at night when people are going to sleep, and in the morning when people are getting up. That's the time when you're supposed to say Kriyat Shema. But not that you have to say it in the oifen of lying down, the oifen of standing up. So because you see, Beis Hillel was explained Beis Shammai. And by the Shemak Dima Dibra Beis Shammai Dereyim, the Kamalu Maisa Shachu Zikne Beis Shammai Behod Zikne Beis Hillel. We'll soon see the next Maisa. That they had the Midah Vanova, that they were mocked him. First they said Beis Shammai's Dvorim, then they said their own. And because of these Midas Tavis, they were Zechus, the Yat Shemayim, the Halacha should be like them. So the Gemara Kiyosa Sheshaninu, like the Maisa happened. Mi Shahoya Rosh Verubai Besukkah. If somebody has a sukkah, that his Rosh, Rover, his head, and Rover of his body is in the sukkah, Zil Shachane Batecha Bayis. But his Shulchan, the table he's eating on, is in the house. Is the Alocha Beishamai Poislim. Beishamai says the sukkah is possible. It's a shalot, it's the rice of the Rabbonin. Poshtos only exerit the Rabbonin that maybe you'll be mamshach after your Shulchan. Since your table is inside your house, we're afraid you're going to go after your house inside. Well, Beisilu Machshirin, Beisilu held this mutter. Omru Beisilu Beishamai, so Beisilu Arakasha to Beishamai. Loikach hoya maisa, wasn't there a maisa? Shahochu zikne Beishamai, zikne Beisilu. So this is the Raya. When he said over the Maisa, they were mocked in first Beishamai. That Beisilu said, wasn't there a Maisa that the Zikne Beishamai, and then he says, the Zikne Beisilu, Levakas of Yechonah ben Achunis. They went to visit Rabbi Yechonah ben Achunis. Umatsu, when they found Rabbi Yechonah ben Achunis, that he was sitting in a sukkah, Yoshev, Roshev Ruba the sukkah, he had robe of his body and his head in the sukkah, and his shulchan, his table, was inside his house, not in the sukkah. That was the Maisa. So the Churis Beisilus Kasha. You see, Rabbi Yechon Bechurnis did like that, and nobody told him anything. Omelehem Beishamai, Beishamai is a back name. Misham Raya, is there any Raya from that Maisa? Einachanami, Av Hein Omruloi. They taka told him, the Zikne Beishamai ends in the back. In Kacha Yisir Noig, if you Noig like this always, that's the way you ate in your sukkah. You should know, Lekiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamechem. You are not Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah at all. So even though he's saying it's only a Psalm Midirabonin, now the chur he ate in the sukkah. Now since his table was inside his house, it's awesome in the rabbanon. Ogzera, maybe you go inside the sukkah. Since it's Tosis Raya and sukkah, and the brachas Tosis talks about it, that sometimes the rabbanon say don't do something, the have a koyach to say if you do it, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. When the rabbanon say don't do it, they could be mevatel the mitzvah lagamri. Like here it says a loshin lekiyamta mitzvah sukkah yemechem. Mashmi, you're not mekayim bechlal the mitzvah sukkah. Even though with the rice here in the sukkah, but since the rabbanon said this sukkah is possible, you weren't making the mitzvah. No, akol ponim v'lam d'chof. From here we have a raya from the fact that the reason why we paskin like Beis Hillel is because he had the midas of anova v'lam d'chof shekol hamash b'latzmoi hakadosh baruch hu magbiyoi. If somebody's an onav, he lowers himself like Beis Hillel. Is hakadosh baruch hu picks you up and makes halacha like you. V'chol hamagbiyatzmoi. Somebody wants to be a bagayvnik. Somebody wants to pick himself up. It's like Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashbila. Kodesh Baruch Hu put you down. Kol Hamachzer Al Agdula. Somebody's running around. He wants to be a great person. He wants to be the head. He wants to be the president. He wants to be the king. Is Gedoyla Barachas Imenu. You should know that the Gedula will run away from you. Mashenkim Bechol Abareich Min Agdula. If you run away from the Gedula, you want to be like an Oniv. Idamul says Gedula Machzer Asachrum. Then the Gedula will run after you. Bechol Adoichik Esasho. Somebody sees he has a bad mazel. Things are going bad, but he doesn't give up. He keeps on running and running, trying to gain, trying to become rich. Is short the kosa. You're not going to have any mazel. It's fafalin. Rashi learns, hadoichik es hashor means mitsiyaga leyasher. Somebody's working very hard to become rich. Or this gardener, or else to become a big shot. He wants to become big. For roya sheina matzliach, and he sees he does that. He has no atzlocha. It's not going good now. For yafal pekein, even so, choizev oholech lemruchokin. He goes to other places. Or machnis atzmo legvoyis. And he keeps on trying to build himself up. You should know it's not going to be good. If you have a bad mazel now, like, so what? You give up right now. You don't try. You have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is damul shoy medisloy. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a good mazel later on. Shrashi shoy medisloy. Liyachas man asida la'amed loy shoy maslachas. But if you see things are going bad now, like, you have bitachon Hashem, it'll come better later. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it good for you. So the kids, Beis Hillel was Zeichel Alocha because they had these good midas. Now, the Emes Abyssal Shver, what's time the Pshat in Elu V'el Diver L'Kim Chayim? Chur V'Astira. Beis Shammai said it's Mutter, and Beis Hillel said it's Osir. Is the Kasha, what's the Din Torah? Is it Mutter or is it Osir? Here the Gemara says, the Modern Nusach, Elu V'el Diver L'Kim Chayim, the both Emes. Beis Shammai swore that it's Mutter. Beis Hillel swore that it's Osir, they're both Emes. How could that be? So the Ritzvah's Mazbe, the Pshat is that the Emerson al Stam Svaras HaTorah, he wants to say there are 48 Svaras in every single halacha why it should be Tomei, and there are 48 Svaras why the exact same thing should be Torah. Why something should be Yosser, and why something should be Mutter. There are mamish 48 Svaras this way, and 48 Svaras that way. And the Pshat is, Loi Vashemayim Hi. The Torah is not given in Shemayim, the Torah is given in the B'nei Yodim. the way we understand the Torah, that's the way we pass in halacha. That there's no stira. Mo yaf poiskim. He says it's osur. He says it's mutter. They feared zech in this generation. They feared that this was mutter, and in that generation they hold the osur. It's both emes, because both svaras are Torah. Avi Godless saying it. Now the pshat is, how do we paskin? What's the achroa? The way the bnei yodim fearzich. The way the gdolim here paskin. That's the achroa Torah. Like amitul shatayra has two tzadim. How do we know it? The way the gdolim, the way the gdolim paskin. That makes it halacha. So Beis Shammai also had good svaras. And Zvaket, I think Yerushalmi says that Los Lovoi Yemais HaMashiach, we're going to hold like Beis Shammai. We only hold like Beis Hillel now. But come Yemais HaMashiach, Los Lovoi, then the loch will be like Beis Shammai. And some say the reason is that Beis Shammai were mechadid in tfei. Beis Shammai were smarter than Beis Hillel. And one of the reasons why we don't hold a loch like Beis Hillel, not only like this Gemara, is because why we don't pass like Beis Shammai is because, like Gemara says, Barei Meir, we don't understand Beis Shammai. They were too mechadid in tfei. They were too great for us. Therefore, we don't pass like them. Who do we understand? Beis Hillel. So Meir right now we pass like Beis Hillel. But Losed Lovoi, then Moli Arz Deya, will understand Beis Shammai Svara, will take a pass like Beis Shammai. But Samad Nagzara, but Azai, that's the Emes though. They're both Svaros are Emes. They're both Torah. But Lamaisa, how do we have to do? We have to do the way they are born here, Paskanois. So Gemara is saying a svara why Beis Hillel was zeicha that the achroa should be like them, because they had midas tovus. They had the midas of anova. Right. Famous Gemara. Tana Rabbonin. Shtayim shtei shonim umachta. 2.5 years. Nechluku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There was a machloikus between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That halolu oimrim, one of them said, noyech loy liyodim shloy nivra. You know, a person, you're better off if you weren't born. Better off not to go through this world. This world is a shver world. You have a lot of yetzaras, a lot of averus to do. You're better off not to go through the world. You'd be better off if you wouldn't be born than you are born. The other swear was no. You're better off to be born, because if you're born and you do mitzvahs, you are zeicha, you get tremendous elam aboy, you get tremendous charm. You're better off than you weren't born. Nimnu begormu, finally they came out to the maskana. What's the maskana between both of them came together? That noyech loy liyodim shaloy nivru. The maskana was, yataka, better off not to be born. Yoysu mishanivru, more than you're born. Because the mice, it's a shver welt, there's a big yetzar here, there's a lot of nichsholim, you could be nichshol, it's a shver life to go through. Obazat gemara, v'kol ponim, you should know, achshav shanivru, but avada, now that you are born, you can't be miyayish. Eshtun, yafash shvesh b'maisa, usually they say that goes on the osid. All the ma'isim you did already, like do tshuva. Make sure whatever you did, if you did a chet, do tshuva on it. The yamrilah, some say yamashus ma'isim. Yamashus means a loshin, look over the future, how you're going to do yamashim. In other words, be careful, be nizer. You should know that really you're better off not to be born, because there's a tremendous yetzarah. But now that you're alive, work and make sure to fight the yetzarah. Do tshuva on what you did already, and be nizer what you're going to do. Drashi yafashus ma'isim, sh'osa kfar, what you did already. That's your fast race, means what you already did, do tshuva. Your master is a mitzvah, you're going. And bo mitzvah liyodoy, your choshev has some mitzvah against chore. In the future, look out what you're going to do. Make sure it's kedai what you're doing. Do the mitzvahs, don't do the averis. Be careful. Mishnah Vayit. Ha-koyre shomru. That's that we have a loch of a koyre. Ha-koyre shomru, rechova, kedai lekabal areich. The koira that goes across on top of the mavui has to be wide. How wide does it have to be in order to receive a brick? The lekabel areich, in order to be able to receive a brick on top of the koira. The areich, how wide does the brick have to be? The areich is chatzi levona, half of the size of a bigger brick, which is shel shlosha tvachim, which is 3 tvachim. Come to say that the areich is half of that. It's a tefach and a half. So the chura, the koira has to be wide enough in order to receive a brick that's a tefach and a half wide. And that's why I can talk to Mishnah, daya lekoyre shetei rechov a tefach. But you should know it's enough. If the curve is just a thickness, or a tefach thick, that's enough. Kedei lekabel areich. In order to mekabel an areich. Even though lechura the areich is a tefach and a half, so if you only have a tefach, lechura it's not big enough. That's the Gemara's kasha. But the Torah says that a little bit could be sticking out on each side. Like you have picture 171 here. You have the bottom is the koyre, and on top is the reich going on top. Senechlami, the reich on top is a little bit wider, but so what? It could still be mekabel it though. And we'll soon see in the Gemara, the little bit that's sticking out, it's like that's the part you put cement on it. Like when you're building with bricks, usually you put cement a little bit anyway. So you put cement in this little part that's sticking out. So as long as the curve itself is a tefach thick, that's wide enough. That's wide enough to mekabel a brick which is a tefach and a half thick on top of it. That means that the like this here. It means that if you have the brick, so it has to, and this the curve is this way. Who then the brick also goes on top of it. The length. Hey, the length of the brick goes on top of the length of the curve. And since the thick, the width of the brick is only a tefach and a half, so that could go very nicely. It could be held up by a tefach on the bottom. Kedei lekabel areich lerochbo liyorkoi. Now rochbo kedei lekabel areich. Ubriya kedei lekabel areich. Now these are the lochis that the kura has to be wide enough, a tefach, in order to receive on top of it a brick. And who adin, it has to be a briya. It also has to be strong enough, kedei lekabel areich. It's not just enough, it should be wide. It also has to have some strength to it. That if you'd really put a brick on top of it, it would be able to mekabel the brick. That's the Tanakh Mishita. We have Yehuda Imano. Rechava afalpi sheina briya. He holds it's only a shear how wide it has to be. It has to be a tefach wide, the koira. But does it have to have strength? No. Even though the mice it's not strong enough to hold up the brick, still is kosher. That's a Yudishita. Hoysa shokash vishokanin. Trash this course of Yehuda Kamala, this is of Yehuda Shita, that holds that the koira does not have to be really strong enough to hold up the brick. So even if you have a kura made out of straw, or El Shakanim Shoreeds, is kosher. Why? That's the svara. We look at it as if it's like a piece of metal that could really hold up a brick. In other words, the svara of the kura is, if you have a beam going across on top, it looks like that's part of the building, like you could build on top of it. So Tanakama holds it has to be really strong enough to be mekabel in order to hold the brick. If you don't know, even though it's not that strong, but since it's wide enough, we look, it's enough, it looks, there's a hecker here. It looks to us, we look as if it's strong enough to hold it up. We look as if it's made out of metal. Vaita akuma. Let's say the kura is akuma. Akuma usually means crooked. He has the picture here, 173, it's like slanty. It could be slanty, or else it could be made like an archway, like a picture 184. Could also be akuma. The kids akuma means it's not straight. It's a little slanty. The curve on top is not straight. What's nafkamina? The way it is now slanty, it can't receive the brick. If you're going to put the brick on this curve, it's going to slide down to the bottom. So maybe that's posel. No, still it's kosher. Akuma, and the Rishonim says it goes according to everybody, even according to the Tanakama. Akuma, even if it's slanty, the curve, roya naisa kil hipshuta. We look as if we'll pick the curve up, and as if it's straight across, that then it could receive the brick on top, therefore it's kosher. Right, agula. Let's say you have a round kura. You want to use it round. Is royonai sekilim rubas. We look as if you square it out in order that you could put a brick on top of it. Like picture 172. You have the circle. You have the circle here, and you square it out that it is a part of it that the brick could go on top of it. You make it look like a square. Now, what's the circumference of the circle that you have to have in order to say that it's going to be a tefach wide, is kol sheyesh bekeifoy shleisha tefachim. If the circumference around the circle is three tefachim, you should know yesh by reichiv tefach. Then the diameter, a straight across, is a tefach. And the chura here, you have to have a diameter of tefach at least, because it has to be at the width of a kerem. So as long as the circle, the circumference around the circle is three tefachim, then you know it's kosher, this kerem is kosher. That's the din of the Mishnah. So the Gemara. Tefach, for the Gemara, how do you say that a curve is enough?